Yeah.
Liam, that turned out to be a right battle, didn't it, in the end?
Yeah, I think on Saturday when we said this time of the year, spoke to Adam before the game as well and said we've got to try and find ways of winning ugly. Tonight when you come, the pitch does look great, but when you get on it, there's bubbles everywhere, it's popping up. Obviously, they've gone down to 10 men, and obviously we took the lead, and it's probably the goals come from our error, but again, this time of the year, this late on in the season, trying to grind those results out, and we said good teams don't get beat twice in a row, and we've come away from Saturday very disappointed because there was nothing in it other than the bit of brilliance. And tonight, we could have had 3-4, but we've grinded a result out, and you can see the lads are buzzing. That probably means more than a 4-5-0 win.
What do you have to say to those people who say that Liam Tong can't shoot with his left foot?
He needs to keep slagging me off in the house, because ever since I've been slagged off, it's the last few weeks it's just landing on my left foot, and like I say, this time of year pitches are bobbling and I'm not probably catching it as well as I know I can do, but like I say, I've brought it down and caught that one well, and it's probably a rabbit on the way in, but it's just found the inside of the post.
You caught it on the volley, didn't you, so it took the pitch out of the equation.
Yeah, I think I just need to start flicking it up a bit more often, but yeah, like I say, happy to get one, but more importantly the 3 points are there for us.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed from the side to be a good reaction to really disappointment on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you'll hear every manager saying, our gaffer said it, especially in this league, you get a quick turnaround to actually put it right. Saturday, Tuesday, like I say, tonight we've come knowing that full well we need to get some points, whether that was one or three, just to stop the two defeats in a row, really. And like I said, over the course of the 90 minutes, 95, 96, whatever we played there, we probably deserved it. We probably created more chances. Bats at the end pulled off a massive save. The guy's probably 5 yards offside, probably. But they're the little things there that when you come out on the Saturday, we were on the right side of it. Mm-hmm. Tonight we were, and this league's full of ups and downs, and I think we've got a lot to go.
Liam Tong, 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 get in there, baby!
I could see him coming.
I'm sorry about that, listeners. A rather unwelcome intervention there. So it actually puts us right back in the playoff mix, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've got to keep grinding results out. We know, I think it's 7 or 8 games, cup finals, we treat them as. Yeah. Obviously, we've got the cup as well, but ultimately, we know where we want to be. Yeah. Anyone in the top sort of 10, you get a decent run of results. Top 12, you get a decent run of results. Yeah. This league changes that quick. Second, you can go from second to fifth. You can go from fifth to tenth dead quick. So ultimately, we've just got to keep ourselves in the park, keep worrying about us. Yeah. Like I say, one game at a time, and hopefully, come the end of the season, the table doesn't lie, and hopefully we're in there.
Thanks very much, Lee.
No worries. Cheers. Thank you. Safe journey, gents.